Joe Biden wants you taxed to the brink, under the thumb of the IRS, and controlled with a digital dollar. That's why thousands of hardworking, patriotic Americans are opting out by diversifying their savings with the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Right now, Goldco is offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver, but only while supplies last, so don't wait. Go to HannityGold.com to learn how to get started today. That's HannityGold.com.
Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today. Hey, Sean Hannity here. If you're in a situation where you feel threatened, well, instinct, that might drive you to reach for a lethal means immediately. But we all want to avoid the irreversible consequences of using deadly force. Now, enter the Byrna less lethal pistol launcher. It is equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo. It can incapacitate any attacker for up to 40 minutes. It's legal in all 50 states. It requires no background checks, and it can be shipped right to your door. Go to their website, BYRNA.com/Hannity right now, and you'll get 10% off.
All right, 46 days. The power is in your hands. You're all deputized, and everybody needs to be all hands on deck. It's a tipping point, inflection point for the country, and I have great confidence in the American people. I really do. I hope that's the case. Things are getting a little scary here. Let me give you an example. Vladimir Putin now is drafting 300,000 men to up his presence in Ukraine. This is not good what's happening here. This, and we'll get back to his nuclear threat in a second. But some draft-age Russians, there's a mad dash to the border countries around Russia so people can get the hell out of there and escape their country's biggest conscription drive since World War II. Anti-war protests now in 38 Russian cities. More than 1,300 people arrested yesterday, according to some monitoring groups. Some of the detainees have been ordered to report to enlistment offices as of yesterday, too. The first full day of conscription, according to independent news outlets, more rallies are planned for the weekend, and this new mobilization campaign is escalating. This now 7-month-old war that has killed thousands, displaced millions, pulverized entire cities and towns, and damaged the global economy. On top of it, none of this is good. And this is the mistake of Europe, and this is the mistake every single time when we get involved in these conflicts. The one military lesson beyond Soleimani, Baghdadi, the al-Qaeda leader in Yemen that Trump took out, the biggest lesson is the caliphate that grew under Obama and Biden and was decimated by Trump. He did it with overwhelming force to defeat them. That's how it works. If you're going to fight a war, don't waste our money. Don't waste our time. Don't waste our national treasure sending them door to door like we did in Baghdad. Military technology has advanced significantly since 2003, and we should be using the most sophisticated weaponry available the way Trump did, and he destroyed the entire caliphate, wiped them out. It's not that hard to do. If you decide to win the war, you give the people the equipment, let the Ukrainians, they've shown valor, bravery, a commitment to fight for their country. We're not sending American troops to Ukraine. Western Europe has more at stake in this than we do. They should be leading with providing the munitions, and we could offer them some support. But if you're not going to fight to win and you're going to, you know, draw this out into another long, protracted conflict that's never ending, It's you're wasting everybody's time. You can defeat Putin. That's what the goal's got to be. But now he's threatening nuclear weapons. Russian state TV is telling viewers that nuclear war is likely. Russian state media is saying nuclear war appears to be a given, and everyone will be destroyed if the West pushes us into a corner. As if it's the West's fault. It's always been a hostile actor, hostile regime. Now, what's also emerging is this. UK Express had an interesting article, not that I ever read them, but I found it. Around Vladimir Putin has been reported a number of suspicious deaths of high-ranking people that are around him. So it sounds like Putin is in a real state of hyper-paranoia. And the headline in this article is isolated, Putin likely to be killed by his own generals if he tries to use nuclear weapons. That's an interesting take, because that was my take from the beginning. Hopefully somebody over there recognizes that this is a bad idea and this isn't going to end well, and he's the guy that's causing it. By the way, as we say all of this, in Iran, there have been demonstrations all over many Iranian cities. They're getting sick and tired of living under the oppression of the mullahs in their country. And you know what? We ought to be supporting the freedom fighters there because they're all risking their lives. It's not like they catch you in America and they have no bail laws and they just release you. So things are very, very tense around the world. Not good. One sad note for us is right now our military is 30,000 troops short of their recruitment goal, according to the Congressional Quarterly. Senator Gillibrand revealed yesterday, went out 30 troops short in their annual recruitment goal, with officials at the Biden Pentagon claiming young Americans no longer want to serve in the armed forces. Well, really? You think maybe, just maybe, the Pentagon's recruitment problem has something to do with the humiliating retreat in Afghanistan, including abandoning thousands of Americans behind enemy lines, not to mention the fact that Biden's inflation is so high that they're telling our troops that are serving our country and protecting our freedoms that their tax dollars will go to pay for a college education for other Americans. But if you're not making if you're not balancing your budget and making ends meet, we recommend you go on food stamps, because that's what Biden's Pentagon has now done. So who wants to go work, serve in a military that's telling you to go on food stamps rather than do the right thing, which would be to raise your pay and maybe pull back on the 87,000 new IRS agents, or maybe pull back people that voluntarily sign commitments that they pay back their loans and forcing the rest of the country to pay back their loans. Maybe if you did things like that, it would be a little bit better. Senator Tom Cotton also criticizing a brand new military training curriculum instructing cadets to refrain from using gendered language, including terms like mom and dad. If this is where the mindset is of the leadership of our country and our military, our focus is way out of whack, you know, because we're training them to be killers of hostile regimes, hostile actors, bad actors, enemies. And you're worried about the training curriculum instructing cadets, stop using gendered language. You can't use the term mom and dad anymore. You know, Cotton said it best. He said, young kids don't join the military to learn how to use the right pronouns. They join the military to learn how to kill the bad guys, defend freedom, defend this country. And if the Biden administration wants to know why recruiting numbers have collapsed and we're in the middle of a recruiting crisis, they need to look at their own policies, because this crisis of recruitment is very dangerous for the country. It will be dangerous for many years to come if we don't turn it around, and turn it around quickly. We need to turn the page at the Pentagon and make it clear to America's young men and women that we want them to join the military because we want them to defend this country and not go and become social justice training seminars. Air Force Academy diversity training tells its cadets to use the words to include all genders and drop mom and dad. That's another headline today. You got to be kidding me. So how does a woke military protect the cause of liberty and freedom? It's unbelievable. But that's what their mindset is at. We have some updates for you on the economy and on immigration, on the midterms that we're going to get to in the course of the show. On the raid at Mar-a-Lago, some of the reaction. I actually have a great article that I'm going to share with you. And John Solomon wrote this at justthenews.com about what Donald Trump said that the media is trying to correct. Is he happens to be 100% right. He's not wrong. The people that are wrong are the people in the media that make the wrong comments. But anyway, that's just typical, you know, media bias that we all expect. Anyway, on the issue of the stock market, it's down, what, nearly 700 points right now. And investors now have lost trillions of dollars in the stock market. Home prices are now plummeting, especially in states that are losing population like New York, New Jersey, and elsewhere. States that will fare better in terms of their economies and the housing market will be states where there's a large migration. That would be states like Florida, Texas. That would be states like Alabama. That would be states like the Carolinas. That would be states like Tennessee. People are moving there in droves. But anyway, the stock market of Joe Biden now has dropped more than 7,000 points in the last 9 months. That's your 401k. That's your retirement. Your IRA is just plummeting. And before Joe Biden's spending spree derailed the Trump boom, the Dow Jones Industrial was at an all-time high of 36,699. That was January 4th, 2022. As of 3 this afternoon, where are we now? 29,440. If you had $100,000 invested in a 401k, medium risk mutual fund, that's 20% of your retirement disappeared since January. We now see gas prices rising again, as we all predicted it would. There are analysts now predicting, they think a barrel of oil is going to cost $150. And they're expecting gas prices now to go on the rise dramatically in the weeks, especially following the election, because Joe was willing to compromise national security, tap into our petroleum reserves. But the danger of that is he wanted to artificially inflate the market supply so it would reduce price. It did have some impact, but it's a Band-Aid solution. You still have to replace the strategic reserves, number one. Number two, once you stop tapping into it, that means prices immediately go up because the supply is diminished again. Even John Kerry, you know, he praised the Inflation Reduction Act, but then said it's an amazing bill because of its climate-related impact, but it doesn't seem to do much for inflation. Wonder how Joe's reacting to that. I'm not really sure. Anyway, with the Dow Jones, 401ks now in a free fall, the cost of heating homes is expected to spike 17% or higher than last year because of Biden inflation. If you live, and this is the mistake that Western Europe made. This is, you know, this was the warning, the white flag of surrender that Donald Trump had handed Angela Merkel, signing multi-billion dollar deals with Russia for energy, because they all gave in Western Europe to their climate cultists, and they stopped their own production of energy, the lifeblood of their economies. And they all became reliant on Vladimir Putin, hostile actor, hostile regime. And now Putin has turned off the spigot, and already they're predicting people will be literally freezing to death in Europe this winter, depending how cold it happens to be, and that the average price predicted now, likely to go higher, will be 174% higher than it was last year. It could take up to 30% or more of people's entire annual income just to heat their homes, not even at the level that they're used to. By the way, the price of butter is now soaring because dairy production has declined ahead of the holidays. All of this, if you've listened to this program regularly, you knew all of this was happening and coming. You knew because we were hearing from farmers and ranchers and truckers and the people that are in the system that know and see with their own eyes exactly what's happening. Farmers that can't farm. Farmers that can't afford the 400% increase in the price of fertilizer. Farmers that can't pay twice the amount for seed costs that they were paying last year. Twice as much as they were paying last year. They can't afford to even do what they did last year, and they can't even recoup their money, so some aren't bothering to do it at all, which means the shortage is going to be real. And by the way, it hasn't even taken effect yet, the 75 basis point increase in interest rates, but mortgage rates now are heading up to 7%. It's now, what, nearly 6.5% already up from last week, and it's only going to go higher once this 75 basis point increase by the Fed in interest rates impacts, you know, filters down to you, the consumer. I mean, we told you at the beginning of the year, Goldman Sachs predicting as many as 8 rate hikes this year, and they're going to be big. Anyway, just tough times for everybody. People, you know, charging on their credit cards for bare necessities. Unbelievable. Two-thirds of Americans barely, they're gulping water and living paycheck to paycheck. Not fun. But one way you can save money is on your cell phone bill, and this is why I want you to switch to my company, Pure Talk. By the way, a veteran-owned company. They're great people. And you're going to get the exact same 5G network as the big carriers, AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile. You'll also get the same exact cell towers. You'll have the same number of bars for coverage on your phone. You'll have the same phone number, the same phone. And you can also get plans like unlimited talk and text and 6 gigs of data for only $30 a month. You can cut your cost of your cell phone bill dramatically. Many families saving close to $1,000 a year. Many families saving much more than that for the exact same service. And all you have to do is take out your cell phone, dial #250, say the keyword save now. If you do it now, you'll get a month for free. That's #250, keyword save now for the exact same service, and you get 1 month free. Switch to Pure Talk, simply smarter wireless.
The world is becoming more and more unstable by the day, and many Americans are not waiting around to find out how bad it could get. They're making the decision to diversify their wealth with precious metals like gold and silver. And they're turning to the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Goldco is a 7-time Inc. 5000 winner with over 5,000 five-star reviews, and they've helped thousands of Americans place over $2 billion in gold and silver. They're Sean Hannity's top choice, and right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver. But it's first come, first served, and only while supplies last. So don't wait. Call Goldco at 855-815-GOLD to learn how you could get started today. Tell them Sean Hannity sent you and see if you qualify for up to $10,000 in bonus silver. Don't let this chaotic world get in the way of your goals. Follow Sean Hannity's lead and call Goldco today at 855-815-GOLD. That's 855-815-GOLD, 855-815-GOLD.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
All right, as we roll along, 800-941-SEAN. I'm going to explain to you in great specificity, in great detail, the plan laid out by Kevin McCarthy earlier today. It's been 28 years since Newt Gingrich did the contract with America. This is commitments to America, and there's great detail, great specificity in it, and I want to make sure that you hear it from me and why I think it's a good idea. I have recommended that they follow that model, and I'll explain why on the other side of the news at the end of the half hour. By the way, the Epoch Times now confirming what Breitbart had reported, that Venezuela is now deliberately releasing prisoners, violent criminals, and encouraging them to travel to our southern border. 14 House Republicans now have written the Homeland Security Secretary Mayorkas about this. But by the way, Mayorkas already knows about this. They're putting out warnings about this, apparently. You know, all those illegal immigrants deported to Cape Cod, they want to be sent back to Martha's Vineyard. There's a report. You know, of course they do. Why wouldn't they want to? There's plenty of room. There's plenty of space. We found, 120 beds when they 52 people arrived. And 50 job openings, just enough for all the illegal immigrants that were sent by Ron DeSantis. Senate Democrats are pushing to increase funding to care for illegal immigrants. Oh, we'll just add that to the $31 trillion in debt. You know, of course, 10 cities now are coming to New York City. The mayor there is now opening refugee-style camps to house the illegal immigrants that are making their way to New York. And all, you know, it's amazing. Texas and Arizona have been dealing with this every day. Every single day. All these migrants have been let in by Joe Biden. We now have a record. We've never had 2 million in a year. Already we're over 2 million illegal immigrants because of Joe Biden and his border czar Kamala Harris. And then, of course, they get preferential treatment. No COVID vaccine mandate. And they get a free phone. Then they get free transportation. Or, to use their words, human trafficking. All right, apparently Joe Biden, I guess as his cognitive decline progresses, listen to what Joe blurted out.
Guess what? We got a lot to do. Gotta say hi to me. We go back a long way. She was 12, I was 30, but anyway. This woman helped me get an awful lot done. Anyway.
That's supposed to be funny because that sounds like Creepy Joe is back. All right, before we get to the commitment with America aspect of things that I told you about, justthenews.com, we'll talk to John Solomon at the top of the next hour, and then we have Stephen A. Smith coming on later today. But anyway, there is an interesting response to Donald Trump's interview with me, in as much as he said, basically, the president can declassify things any way he wants. Anyway, so justthenews.com did a great investigation into this, and what they found is a case that resolved the issue, at least from the judicial side of things. It was a lawsuit brought by Tom Fitton's group, Judicial Watch, versus the National Archives and Record Administration. It involved an effort, the organization Watchdog, they were trying to compel the archives to seize hours of audio recordings that Bill Clinton made during his presidency with historian Taylor Branch. The U.S. District Judge, you've heard this name before, Amy Berman Jackson, she was in the Roger Stone case and the Paul Manafort case in Washington, D.C., ultimately rejected Judicial Watch's suit by concluding there was no provision in the Presidential Records Act to force the National Archives to seize records from a former president. Now, here it even gets more interesting. Jackson's ruling, along with the Justice Department's arguments that preceded it, made some other sweeping declarations that have more direct relevance to the FBI's decision to seize, you know, all the handwritten notes and, oh, by the way, attorney-client information, 500 pages of worth of, and passports and medical records, et cetera, of Donald Trump, and then go through his wife's closet and his kid's bedroom. But anyway, so the most relevant part of this ruling is that a president's discretion on what are personal versus official records is far-reaching and, quote, solely his, and as is his ability to declassify or destroy records at will. I'll quote it. Under the statutory scheme established by the Presidential Records Act, the decision to segregate personal materials from presidential records is made by the president during the president's term and in his sole discretion. Judge Jackson wrote this in March of 2012 in a decision. That decision was never appealed. Since the president is completely entrusted with the management and even the disposal of presidential records during his time in office, it would be difficult for this court to conclude that Congress intended that he would have less authority to do what he pleases with what he considers to be his personal records, she added. The judge noted a president could destroy any record he wanted during his tenure, and his only responsibility was to inform the archives. Now, Jackson also concluded that a decision to challenge a president's decision lies solely with the National Archives and can't be reviewed by a court. If the archives wants to challenge a decision, that agency and the attorney general can initiate an enforcement mechanism under the law, but it is a civil procedure and has no criminal penalty, she noted. On the classification issue, both Presidents George W. Bush and President Barack Obama signed executive orders, which remain in force to this day, declaring that presidents have sweeping authority to declassify secrets and do not have to follow the mandatory declassification procedures that all other government officials do. Whoopsie-daisy. Well, that kind of turns that sucker around quite a bit. Let me get to this, and I think this is important. So earlier today, Kevin McCarthy, this has not been done in 28 years. Linda, how many times have I told Republicans and conservatives they need to put down on paper their plan, oh my God, and then they need to sign their name to it? And then we need to hold them accountable. For 40 years, Republicans did not have power in the House of Representatives. And then a guy by the name of Newt Gingrich came along. And he did a series of educational tapes for candidates and for Americans interested. Renewing American Civilization is what it was called. And that led to what was called the Contract with America. Republicans did not have the majority in the House for 40 straight years. They were like the permanent minority. And Newt won that night. I was the MC. It was a great night of that event at the Cobb Galleria when I was in Georgia. And it was a phenomenal night. It was a great honor to do so. So today, for the first time in 28 years, Republicans are doing it. They have a preamble. America is exceptional. As Americans, we cherish our rights to life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness. We salute those who paid the ultimate sacrifice in defense of our freedoms. By the way, they shouldn't be told to go and get food stamps. We celebrate the rich heritage of the American story and the vibrancy of the American dream. We embrace the responsibility to protect and uphold all that has made this nation the world's shining beacon of hope. Unfortunately, over the past 2 years, Democrats in Washington have led America off track. They have created crisis after crisis, from crippling inflation, rampant crime, failing schools, border chaos, disrespect for our nation across the globe. And worse still, they have ignored our constituents' priorities and have shown contempt for their values. We will not allow it. The commitment to America represents a new direction, a better approach, and will get our nation back on track. Because Americans are workers and builders, we commit to remove government-imposed obstacles to their success. Hardworking taxpayers should be valued, not punished. Because no American should live in fear, we commit to reverse soft-on-crime policies that have caused violence in our communities. Public safety is a necessity, not a privilege. Because Americans are learners and dreamers, we commit to advance excellence in education, respect for dedicated parents and teachers. Our future depends on it. And because Americans deserve fairness and real accountability, we commit to make Washington finally serve the needs of the people. We can no longer afford business as usual. We will work with anyone who shares these goals as long as they put people before politics. The extreme ideology of this Democratic majority blinds them to the challenges of everyday Americans. They are simply too partisan and too out of touch to correct course. So be it. Starting day one, we will work to deliver an economy that's strong, a nation that's safe, a future that's built on freedom, and a government that's accountable. This is our commitment to America and in Congress, restored to the people, and a Congress restored to the people. We will do everything in our power to make it a reality. I like this. I'll tell you why I like it. Now, I don't care what you think of Kevin McCarthy. This puts them on notice. And Kevin McCarthy will be on TV tonight. And I will tell him, you will be held accountable. Everybody that signs this, every House member, and it appears, by the way, Mitch McConnell, from everything I had heard, he was not on board with this. Yesterday or the day before, whenever, he sent out a tweet saying he supports it. It's simple stuff. It's what we talk about every day. One is there's four subsections to this. It's not that hard. And it goes, you know, it goes into more detail. A government that is strong, fights inflation, lowers the cost of living. How important is that for everybody? It's pretty important, isn't it? Important to me, important to every American that I know. I mean, 2/3 of Americans struggling in every way. Anyway, so lower the cost of living. We need an economy that's strong. Curb wasteful government spending that is raising the price of groceries, gas, cars, housing, growing our national debt, increase take-home pay, meaning lower taxes, good-paying jobs, bring stability to the economy through pro-growth tax and deregulatory policies, make America energy independent, and reduce gas prices. You'll also, guess what? It's good for national security, high-paying career jobs in the energy sector. It will lower inflation. It will lower the price of gasoline when you fill up. It will lower the price of every item you buy in every store you go to. Yes, important. Maximize production of reliable, cleaner, American-made energy and cut the permitting process time in half to reduce reliance on foreign countries, prevent rolling blackouts, lower the cost of gas and utilities. Strengthen the supply chain and end our dependence on China and move supply chains away from China expand U.S. manufacturing, and enhance America's economic competitiveness and resiliency. Secure the border, combat illegal immigration, fully fund effective border enforcement strategies, infrastructure, advanced technology to prevent illegal crossings and trafficking by cartels, and catch and release loopholes, require legal status to get a job, and eliminate welfare incentives. Reduce crime, protect the public safety. Support 200,000 more police officers through recruiting bonuses and oppose all efforts to defund the police. Crack down on prosecutors and DAs who refuse to prosecute crimes while permanently criminalizing all forms of illicit fentanyl. Defend America's national security. Support our troops. Invest in an efficient, effective military. Establish a select committee on China and exercise peace through strength with our allies to counter increasing global threats. So far, I like it. And then he talks about, for example, a future that's built on freedom. That's a nice thing to talk about. Make sure every student can succeed. Give parents a voice. Advance the Parents' Bill of Rights. Recover lost learning from school closures. Expand parental choice so over 1 million more students can receive education, the education their parents know is best. Defend fairness. Ensure that only women can compete in women's sports. Achieve longer, healthier lives for Americans. Personalize care to provide affordable options, better quality, delivered by trusted doctors, lower prices through transparency, choice, competition, invest in life-saving cures, and improve access to telemedicine. By the way, that is the future. Confront big tech and demand fairness, provide greater privacy, data security protections, equip parents with more tools to keep their kids safe online, stop companies from putting policies ahead of people. A government that's accountable, preserve our constitutional freedoms, uphold free speech, protect the lives of the unborn and their mothers, guarantee religious freedom, safeguard the Second Amendment, hold Washington accountable, conduct rigorous oversight, and rein in government abuse of power, corruption, provide real transparency, require the White House to answer for its incompetence at home and abroad, save and strengthen Social Security and Medicare, restore the people's voice and special treatment for members of Congress by repealing proxy voting, increase accountability in the election process through voter ID, accurate voter rolls, and observer access. That's what they're promising. And every candidate, Republican candidate, is going to sign that. Now, some of you skeptical, you have every right to be. Because remember, we're going to, you know, repeal and replace Obamacare. 66 show votes when it meant nothing, when it had no power, when Obama would never sign it. Donald Trump becomes president, they didn't keep their word. Here's the difference. They're signing their name to this. And this has to be, they have to be put on notice, every single one of them. And I'll tell McCarthy tonight, keep your word or you're going to get fired. We don't have time for people that are playing games. We just don't. And that's why I like the idea. And by the way, they're going to hire 200,000 new cops. One of the other things they're adding to this is not hire the 87,000 new IRS agents that will make your life a living hell. They're not going to do that. But it's important that we hold our government accountable. I've said so many times, being a conservative is simple. Liberty, freedom, we believe in it. We believe in capitalism, our constitution. We believe in lower taxes. We're not undertaxed. We're overtaxed. We believe in less bureaucracy. We believe in law and order, safety and security, so every American can pursue happiness. That means fund the police, get rid of these dumb no-bail laws. We believe in choice and education. Spend more per capita on education with the worst results. We believe in energy independence for all the reasons I mentioned. We believe in border security. You've got to have secure borders. No doubt about legal immigration only. We believe in peace through strength. We believe in the First and Second Amendment. We believe in free and fair trade deals. We believe people that won't legislate on the bench, the people that will interpret our constitutional rights. That's it. It's not that hard. It is not that complicated. This is a comprehensive commitment. Now, do people break their word? Yep. That's where Reagan's admonition, trust but verify, comes in. Trust but verify. By the way, announced today, Trump is going to spend millions of dollars to boost GOP candidates. That's good. because Democrats, I'd like to know where they're getting the tens of millions of dollars that they're dumping on every Republican running for the Senate or every governor's race. I don't know why. By the way, cringeworthy video of Tim Ryan sucking up to Chuck Schumer's future boss. He's my future boss, so I got to suck up a little bit. He's running around Ohio telling everybody he's a conservative. Everyone knows it's a lie. And by the way, tons of information about Fetterman that we'll get to on Hannity tonight at 9 on the Fox News Channel. Anyway, this is now 46 days away. You have two competing visions for the future of the country. You got the climate alarmist cultism, New Green Deal socialism. You got Biden's failures, or you have another vision. You get to decide. We've deputized all of you. Everybody's got to have be a spoke in the wheel. It's an all hands on deck moment. I can't even express the urgency I feel. We can't go through two more years of this. Are you better off since Joe Biden's become president? You can reduce it to that. Hey, if you want to improve your shooting, Mantis X, man, they are so amazing. It's a high-tech but simple-to-use system. It's used by our military. It's used by the best shooters in the world. It'll give you all the confidence you need in your shooting ability. You attach Mantis X to your own firearm. You connect it with an app on your smartphone or your Bluetooth, whatever, tablet. It gives instant feedback on what you're doing right, what you're doing wrong, and how to correct your technique. Now, by the way, 94% of shooters improve within 20 minutes. It's like having a firearms instructor right in your own home. And it's fun, and you're going to love it with your friends and family, and your kids will learn how to be marksmen. You don't have to drive to the range or spend money on range fees, and ammo is very expensive. You're going to save a ton of money, have fun, and improve your shooting. It's great technology. Our military uses it. Our police departments use it. Mantis X. Check it out at MantisX.com. MantisX.com. You're going to love it.
Who does Sean Hannity choose when diversifying his savings with gold and silver? None other than the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Goldco is a 7-time Inc. 5000 winner with thousands of 5-star reviews, and they've helped tens of thousands of Americans place over $2 billion in gold and silver. They're Sean Hannity's top choice. And right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. Go to HannityGold.com to learn more. That's HannityGold.com.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.